As I mention in every episode, if this is your first time here, you will want to start from the beginning at episode one. In last week's episode, I asked my boyfriend about his thoughts on how I could improve my Instagram content. This week, you'll actually hear from my mom and my grandma. This is a story of starting over in your 30s told in real time, and how I'm trying to navigate my way through a confusing juncture in life. I have suddenly realized the life I'm living is not the life I want. In each episode, I'll be sharing every step of my journey as it's unfolding in real time, the good, the bad, the ugly. From starting a side hustle to completely reconsidering and questioning every goal I ever made for myself in my 20s, I'll be taking you on this journey with me to figure out my life all over again. I'll do it here. Mom, do you want to see my bag?
Of course, I've been wanting to see that since you were here. Do you have time to do this?
Yeah. We are recording. Now, before we continue, just a little backstory. As I mentioned before, parts of previous episodes was me catching you up on all the work I'd been doing since last year till now on starting a side hustle and the step-by-step process of creating my own product. While I was on one of my trips back home to Austin, Texas, I had just received all three of my product samples. I took them with me to my mom's house and decided to do a product reveal. I wanted to get my mom's real-time reaction to the bags I had designed. And lucky for me, this was also a time my grandma, my mom's mom, was also staying with my mom. Fun fact, my grandma is from El Salvador. You'll hear my grandma provide her thoughts here and there, but she barely speaks English. And while my first language growing up was Spanish, I lost my Spanish-speaking skills at a young age for reasons we can get into another time. So you'll hear my grandma's best attempts at English, but I always seem to know what she means. Yes, for the most part, I can still understand Spanish. So when needed, I'll jump in and do a little bit of translating for you. Okay, so imagine this. It's a sunny afternoon in Texas. My mom, my grandma, and myself are sitting in the dining room table of my mom's house, where I have three product samples still in their packaging, ready for their big reveal. This is actually how it happened.
So here's one.
Wow.
And you used to. To love test, yeah.
Okay. I tested it.
Oh, it's perfecta, como la otra, como la otra. Ah, qué hermosura.
It's strong. This is a strong, it's fuerte.
Yeah. So the logo is going to be black.
Uh-huh. You like it a lot?
Yeah, I don't know why they did white. It doesn't make sense.
To me, it looks silver, but okay, white.
Right. I'm fully aware that you have no idea what we are talking about. So I'll be jumping in throughout this recording to explain things as we go. Since this is an audio-only podcast, I will try to be as descriptive as I can be. As we discussed in recent episodes, I designed a black beach bag with a liquid spout feature on the side that allows you to pour things like water or other drinks easily without any mess while you're out at the beach or on a picnic, on a boat. You get the idea. And if you don't, that's okay. Just go to my Instagram page linked in the show notes to see it in real life. Okay, so we're looking at the first of three beach bag samples, and for this sample, the most noticeable thing is the logo. My logo is stitched with white embroidery on the black canvas material, which, when it's combined with the brown faux leather straps, the color contrast looks so bad to me. To my mother, she thought differently.
I like the contrast, actually.
But it doesn't, to me, it looks like a mistake because you've got brown, black, and then one thing is white.
Mm-hmm. But it draws the eye to it. And that's the thing that I like because it's brand. And it just draws the eye, definitely. Yeah. I myself, if I see a bag, I like that I can see clearly the brand because it is different than the rest. That's my only thing.
Yeah.
If it starts to blend in too much, I will pass through it. And with my eyes, you will just pass through it.
Okay.
Just a thought.
Yeah.
Okay. My mom and I clearly have totally different reactions to how this white logo looks on this sample. I mean, okay, but I get her point in that having a logo that stands out is a good thing. I'll just have to figure out another way. Next, we start talking about the main straps, or the main bag handles. They are made of brown faux leather material, not too long, not too short. The handles are meant to go over the shoulder, and when the bag is hung over the shoulder, the bottom of the bag will fall somewhere between your hip and your waist, depending on how tall you are. Hopefully that gives you an image of how long the handles are, which are actually not that long.
So on these things, because of the potential weight of it, I don't like them here. I'd like the strip to go around and it holds the entire bag.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Because if it's me, I'm going to throw a bunch of stuff in this.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, for sure, because you can.
Right, and so, for all these reasons.
Essentially, my mom is saying, to ensure the durability of the bag itself, I should redesign the handles differently. My grandma also agreed, in her own way.
It's okay, but I think other, because this space, this piece, no more. Here, it's prolonged as alargarlo.
Oh, like esto, a...
acá hasta acá.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So a duffel strap.
Ajá, strap,
otra, otra forma. Y other color. Other
you
color.
Can have both, yeah. We can have both.
Other color here.
And I'm maybe. Thinking, what Grandma's saying on the duffel bag look,
right?
Again, the same concept that the piece goes around. And it can go around inside the bag. It doesn't have to be outside.
Yeah.
But as long as there's one structure,
yeah,
you know, going through that.
It actually might look cool if the leather went all the way around.
So you do that, you probably, I don't know, there's some design decisions and where the logo is sitting.
Excuse me, and you prove the water here?
No, I haven't tried it yet. I'll try it in a little bit. I want to see, because I haven't seen this one.
So even though my grandma is correct in asking if I had tested out the liquid spout feature yet, I actually had not at that time. But honestly, I just wanted to get overall feedback. Time to open the second beach bag sample. Here we go.
Okay, let's open that one.
Because that's the second one.
Okay. And you haven't opened it, so this is the reveal.
This is the new.
Yeah, I have three. This, okay. One supplier, second supplier, and then one more.
It's so good. Ay, qué lindo.
Drum roll.
Okay.
Oh, this one's a bit smaller.
Mm-hmm. That's my size. That's kind of my comfortable size.
Really? Mm-hmm. For the beach?
For a multi-purpose.
Oh.
I like this actually.
The expansion. So this was part of the original design.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I think it is a bit smaller.
It is.
More structure, I think.
I like this.
Yeah. I don't know which one I like.
I know you're hearing a lot of background noise and a lot of shuffling around, but what my mom and I were doing was testing out the snap fastener buttons that are embedded on the top corners of the beach bag. When they're all fastened up, it reduces the size of the bag in a nice way, which gives you versatility. So we kept popping in and out the snap fastener buttons to see how it looks.
See the black, Mommy? I'm looking now at the black, and I'm going with the other one.
Really?
Oh, for sure. By far. I see that I can read it, and the black is like, anybody can do that. Like, I don't know. It's just...
Yeah.
What my mom is talking about is how the logo looks in this particular sample. The logo is printed in black ink on top of the faux leather spout cover. Black ink on faux leather? Uh-uh. It's now confirmed. Definitely not my thing.
I almost don't like that it printed. I think that's the issue. Because the third supplier is going to embroider the logo.
Prototype though, right?
Yeah, this is for me to feel what I like better.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't like the thing though. I still don't like that.
How else would you close it?
With Velcro.
My mom is now inspecting the faux leather cover. That is made to cover the hole in the side of the bag where the spout comes out of. In this sample, well, and all of the samples actually, this cover is fastened shut with a snap type of a button. For reasons she's about to get into, my mother prefers it to be fastened with Velcro instead.
Yeah, but that might wear out after a while, especially if it gets wet or...
But to me, if I'm at the beach and I'm like gathering my stuff, yeah. Right? And I put it on and I'm walking at that point and I'm like closing it. I'm like,
yeah.
Or sure. I don't think about it. Otherwise I'd be like, oh.
Yeah. I feel like a button is more higher class.
Okay, now you're about to hear my grandma with her overall thoughts, and it's nice to hear her opinions. In her heartwarming, broken English, she is telling me what she likes about the bag, and also what I could change. Something you don't know about my grandma, I mean, this is the first time you hear about her, but she was actually a well-known shoe designer back in the day in El Salvador. So fortunately for me, designing shoes and accessories is her life's work.
I like this more.
Why?
Because it's elegant.
Yeah.
Elegant. The color is okay.
Yeah.
It may be white too. Uh-huh.
White leather?
Uh-huh.
That might be good.
Super. Okay. Este muy corto.
Yeah, okay.
Like for only ladies.
Yeah.
And this is for men too.
Yeah, uh-huh. That's true. Yeah, uh-huh. These should be.
Like this. Here, no here. This is a pocket, only pocket.
Yeah.
Two more,
okay.
Maybe.
Yeah, I agree. And
the
zipper
is strong. I like. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Super. Hey, good. So good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The color idea for me, and I'm an old woman, so take with a grain of salt, but I would prefer a navy blue or a navy and white stripe beachy feel. The black is super general. Everybody goes for black, you know.
That's so. The good thing about this is I could get so many variations so easily only by design, like mm-hmm. changing the canvas design.
Yeah.
And everything else can stay the same.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me. Maybe always this color or todas las.
Yeah, okay. Like a trademark.
The customer.
They
look
see
this,
that.
Look this. Oh.
Okay. And another way of saying what grandma's saying, which I think you already got, is like when I see the red bottoms of the stilettos,
yeah,
I know immediately what they are.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So find something that will not question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's a good idea. But I like grandma's idea of having straps underneath. I think that's super smart. So I'll ask them for that.
So
that could even be the trademark.
That's an idea, right?
Yeah.
Even if it goes here or here, there's something about it.
But how much would leather, because that increased the cost to make it, I think, to have that much leather. Maybe, I don't know how much.
Ask about it, because if it's something that you may think, this could possibly be my brand look.
Yeah,
it's worth it.
Do you think if I do the leather all the way through, I should probably take this off because then it might be overkill?
You have to decide if you're gonna.
I think it should be one or the other. But I like this a lot.
I do. I do like that expansion ability that you can just make it the size you need. And I would like something that would stand up more.
Like this, think about it. Because if you have liquid out, I think
exactly
it'd be easier.
It needs to stand because the liquid is like doing this, right, in the bag. So you need to test it, fill it with water and a couple of towels or so, whatever, right?
Yeah.
And see what the bag does naturally.
I saw other people's comments on similar stuff. Mm-hmm. Somebody said that they put wine in theirs, and then when they went to, like, pour the wine out, the whole thing fell off and got wine all over them.
Oh.
Yeah, so I have to make sure this is also durable.
Yeah.
This is okay.
Yeah.
The material is okay for the clima.
Yeah.
For the weather.
What you mean.
Oh.
Well, this material is hot. It's hot.
I think it'll be fine. I can try it.
You know, most people say never get feedback about your business from your parents because they will consciously or subconsciously praise whatever it is you're doing or building because they love you. I do see the logic in the advice, and I think for the most part it is very true. But asking my mom and my grandma for their feedback on my beach bag samples, I thought was a super helpful thing to do, and it gave me a lot to think about.
I love them. The possibilities are endless.
Yeah.
You have an amazing opportunity. Give it thought and continue just to go for the brand. You're the brand.
Yeah.
You are the brand. And one bag doesn't have to have it all. Mm-hmm. Lots of possibilities.
Yeah.
Lots of style ideas. Lots of, you know, purposes. She's got so many opportunities to serve so many different kinds of customers.
Yeah.
I will leave you with this final moment my mom and I shared. I was talking to my mom about how, in this phase in life, I'm constantly living with this fear of failure. The fear feels so physical that I feel like I have this constant knot in my stomach that never goes away. Here is what my mom had to say.
Okay. So if that thing in the pit of your stomach, if it's not excitement, that thing that rushes through, I want to get this done. If it's more fear of failure, okay, that part you need to command to God.
Yeah.
I am not kidding. Command it to God.
And I know perhaps it's not where you expected to record, but after going through life and living in that fear, the only place to find that peace and that completion is there.
Yeah.
In His word and His truth. Because whatever comes, you're standing on solid ground. And that's the only way, baby. The waves will come, but you are on solid ground. And being on that spot on solid ground with others that have that affinity, you can take more waves.
Yeah.
And it's okay. Because all those waves are going to make you stronger. Every wave is going to make you stronger. Every wave is going to teach you a new way to navigate it.
Yeah.
It's good,
not
baby.
That,
it's good. And so because of it, I don't know if it's up to you if you want to stop the recording, but Grandma and I are going to pray for you in this.
Okay.
Okay.
In next week's episode, I need to start working on creating a new beach bag sample. Time to get back to work. If you like what you hear, subscribe to this podcast. And to help spread the word as we are brand new, rate and review us 5 stars to help get this podcast out there. Follow us on our Instagram page @startingover_inrealtime for more fun content about the journey. Any and all support is always appreciated. I cannot wait to continue to share this journey with you.